Street, Paul. It has been 65 years since the municipal seed cleaning plant began processing product, which now includes cereal seeds, pulse crops, oil seeds and even specialty crops like quinoa and hemp. On November 5, producers and supporters of the long-running organization gathered at the St. Paul Recreation Center to celebrate the history of the agricultural facility, which now stands along Highway 881, north, just a few short minutes from St. Paul. But in 1957, when the seed cleaning plant first began, it was just a short walk from where Saturday's celebrations took place, located where the RCMP station now sits. Over 65 years ago, farmers in the area recognized there was a need to work together. Seed processing and cleaning equipment are a huge investment. So is hauling grain long distances to get cleaned, reads the history of the seed cleaning plant. And so, the idea to pool resources and build a local facility came about. Like most organizations, there have been challenges over the years, including a fire in 1981 that destroyed the original plant. But, a new plant was built on a new site and opened in the fall of 1982. According to the minutes from the St. Paul Municipal Seed Cleaning Association's May 12, 1954 meeting, a board of directors was formed, and included Chairman Mr. L. Bennett, Vice Chairman Mr. G. Poitras, Secretary Mr. S. Powers, and Directors G. C. Berlinguet, L. Duchesneau, Charles LaFrance, Mr. Avid Michaud, Mr. Oscar Amiot, Mr. Robert Genereux, Mr. Albert Genereux, Mr. G. Hovelkamp, Mr. A. Lavoie, Mr. Roger Tessier, Mr. Caspar Schock, and Mr. Armand Lamothe. 10 of the farmers present signed the application for incorporation. At the meeting, it was moved that the association be named the St. Paul Municipal Seed Cleaning Association Limited. From a manager's perspective, I'm sure there were learning curves and challenges to overcome with the operations of a new facility and new equipment, said General Manager Ron Wersta. From what they had in the past to what we have now, it is obvious the individuals who started your association had established an excellent foundation that is very visible and viable today. Then and now a lot has changed over the years. Our processing volumes have been increased from around 450,000 bushels when the new plant opened to around 1 million bushels now, said Wersta. He added, diversity and marketing through exports and seed production have been the biggest driver of our processing increases. Of course, weather plays a role in the operations at the seed cleaning plant, like it does in so many aspects of the agriculture industry. Weather and harvest conditions are main drivers in separations and product upgrading for market access, said Wersta. While the list of directors in 1954 was quite long, the board of directors now includes 7 producers, 2 County of St. Paul Council representatives and the district agricultural fieldmen. The current board includes Chair Phil Amiot, Vice Chair Andy Pomerlo, who recently received his 25-year service recognition, Treasurer Marianne Cayute, and directors Cody Kurek, Bernard Chamberlain, Dennis Back, and Norman Brusso. Wersta and Mandy Parody, seed cleaning plant employee and recording secretary, and Jules Brusso, operations manager, are also involved. Making up the rest of the current crew at the seed cleaning plant is Cornelio Wiebe, Jimmy Street Arno, and Zach Hawick. Wersta was hired at the seed cleaning plant in 1989 and stepped into the role of general manager just 3 years later. He says the biggest challenge over the years has been diversifying and keeping the business rolling and growing. The plant is licensed to apply seed treating products that protect seed from several soil and seed-borne diseases, and have nutrients to help with root development to further help with plant growth. But, the seed cleaning plant offers other services, such as a full line of pet and livestock food, which is something many people may not know, acknowledges Wersta. The seed cleaning plant has a long-standing relationship with Masterfeeds. Looking to the future, Wersta says the association is looking at an expansion, but first we'll tackle a feasibility study and explore if it is the right step to take. Overall, Wersta says the staff at the seed cleaning plant are a big part of the success of the organization, along with the board. The longtime customers who walk through the doors of the facility are also crucial to the ongoing success of the plant that aims to bring dollars back to the community. During Saturday's celebration, County of St. Paul Reeve Glenn Ackerman spoke to those in attendance, congratulating the seed plant on 65 years. 65 years for any organization is quite the achievement, said Aukerman, adding, the ongoing success shows stability. He noted the seed cleaning plant was always there, to meet other needs, for the whole community. Thank you from the agriculture community.